It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers Radio, the show where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, with love, laughter, and lessons learned, which I have plenty of all of those. And as always, my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny.
How are you today?
I'm hanging in there. Got a bit of a cold, but that will pass.
Yes, that will pass.
I'm just mentioning it in case I get up because I have to cough.
Okay, just don't breathe
on
me.
No kissing.
No kissing today.
No.
No kissing today, but I'm very excited because after the show today, I'm New York City bound. I can't wait. I can't wait. With us today, we have on the show a special guest, John Webb from Medication Call Reminder. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
So we were just talking about this show before the show today, so we all know the same neighborhoods in New York, which in
That's
New
sort
Jersey.
Of fun, isn't it?
It right. is fun.
Best pizza.
Oh, I get to have pizza, bagels,
pizza.
White Castle.
Oh, we did.
I heard White Castle is actually coming into Orlando.
It is.
Yes.
Yes, that's a good thing.
We like John's Pizza in New York City.
Ah, okay.
That's one of the big ones, too.
Okay.
Oh, you could just buy it.
The 99-cent pizza around the corner from Heidi's
you can still get
is
that,
the bomb.
Eh?
Yes, it's 99 cents.
We used to spend 35 cents a slice when I moved to New York.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I remember 15 cents.
Oh!
Yeah, so I'll be very, you know, you just go get to New York. It's like Christmassy. And,
right.
You know, she lives in Greenwich Village, so you can just be entertained there, looking out the window, standing on the corner.
Yeah.
So I'll really be glad to see everybody. So in the Christmas spirit, I'd like to play this song. It came out last December. It's my... So, like second cousin, third cousin, or something like that.
In the family.
In the family. Heidi's family. His name is Pete Camp. And he wrote this song. He played all five instruments on the song. And he sings the song.
And he's how old? 19.
20 years old. He was 19 last year.
Yeah. Okay.
And I love the song. So, Vaughn, if you can hit it, let's hear You and the Christmas Tree because it gets me in the mood. I just love that song. I'm sure you do. It just makes me want to dance around all over the place. So you can check out Pete Camp at his Facebook page, Pete Camp.
Do you know that they don't play Red Shoes anymore?
Why?
For the last 2 years, I've never heard
Did you ask Alexa?
No, I can have her play it for me.
I would do that.
Yeah. Makes me cry, but I love it.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song. Yeah, so, it's been a good week. Oh, hi to Vaughn. Vaughn's back.
Yay.
Oh, he's got something in his mouth, though.
Good to be back. How are you guys?
Good. I'm glad you're back. And this week we got to go to the BLS Christmas party.
Wasn't that kind of fun?
Better Living for Seniors.
Yes.
See a bunch of people that work together in the senior industry. I feel blessed to be surrounded by the professional that I am in this area.
Mm-hmm.
People that want to make a difference. People that really do care. People that do the right thing. So, and we found out we had a stalker.
I know. She's so cute. Teresa.
It was wonderful. So if you're listening, Teresa, we'll get together when I get back from New York. And then I got to speak at USF. And I always love speaking at the college.
Do you?
Yeah, it's like being on the campus with all those different people and everything. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, and I got a parking spot this time, like right, the number one parking spot.
I was going to want, because you always have a problem there.
Yeah. So, no, I think I'm used to it now because I go so often.
Maybe.
So it's a it
doesn't
a really
make you
thing.
Feel old, eh?
No, it doesn't. Well, because there's people all ages there.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of youth there, but there's people all ages. So it was a good class. I really enjoyed it.
Good.
So I want to mention one more time to our listeners, and you'll probably hear me say it next week and the week after, maybe the week after that. But during this holiday season, please be cognizant of your neighbors, that someone might live alone, that maybe they just need a little cheering up, or maybe you can just go over and help them out a little bit. So I want you to look out for your neighbors, because there are some neighbors that they just won't say anything. And somebody, I was going to bring this story in. Somebody sent in this story and said this woman lives in her neighborhood for like 30, 40 years. Then her husband's dead. She has no children or whatever. She lives in the house by herself. And there's all different neighbors. And she wrote a letter to the neighbors and asked them if they would be her friend.
Hmm.
She said, I used to know all my neighbors.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm so glad that she reached out and did that. But some people won't think about doing that or feel nervous.
I would feel, I couldn't
do
that.
Me, I go over, I would ring the doorbell. And
I know, you're very good about that. Yeah.
That was like when I met that gentleman yesterday, I took my husband to the VA yesterday for some doctor's appointments. And this guy was a patient, and he was dressed up as Santa Claus with shorts on, the whole deal. And he was cheering everybody up, and he was a patient. He was just getting chemo while he was there.
God bless him.
And I thought how wonderful it was.
Makes a difference.
It makes a big, and everybody in there was smiling in the waiting area. Everybody's got to sit there. You got to wait. Mm-hmm. Everybody was smiling and everything, and I was like, Santa, can I have my picture with you? And he was like, sure.
Right. Yeah, but you didn't sit on his knee.
Well, my husband was there.
Oh, there you go. But you know what they're doing in my neighborhood? There's 1,000 homes. They're, for the shut-ins, they're delivering poinsettias to them.
Nice.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Everybody wants to be remembered.
Yeah, but isolation is one of the major concerns with people as they age. That they're just left alone for the most part, and what leads to depression. So ways in which you can reach out and check in, so to speak, makes all the difference.
Yeah.
In terms of day to day.
I remember years ago I was involved in New York. I was involved with this church, and I fed a senior one night a week. So I made dinner and brought it over to him. And most of the times he could give a hoot about that food.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted me to come over.
That's right.
He just wanted to, he'd be telling me something different. One week I'd walk in and he'd have an Eisenhower poster on the wall because he collected so much stuff. And then there'd be a wind-up Victrola. And when he was feeling good, he used to take me out in his garage. He had like a 1910 Model T Ford or something.
Right.
But I would come back sometimes. I see the food still in the refrigerator from the week before. But he just wanted company.
Mm-hmm.
Your food was lousy. One or the other.
Well, he was a very interesting man, Bill. We'll talk about that story another day. So do that. And the other thing I want to remind people out there, the people who are family or friends from caregivers, do something nice for a caregiver. It's really easy to do. Don't ask them, what can I do for you? Because now you just put one more thing on their plate.
Right.
Like, what? I got to think about what you can do for me now. Now everybody needs to eat, so you can bring food over any time. When you go to the supermarket, just basic stuff. Pick up some basics, eggs, stuff that people take all the time. When you go to the dollar store, pick up some wrapping and some bags and stuff and just drop it off to your neighbors, because they're probably like so busy with everything else that would make a big deal for them. And it just that you think of them will make a big deal. So I could blab about this all day, but we want to talk to John.
Okay.
So, John, the name of your company is?
Medication Call Reminder.
So give me a little bit on your background and how it started and why it started, because it's a, everybody has a story.
I do have a story. It's twofold. It's a personal connection as well as professional. And professionally, my background and training has been as a medical social worker. I've worked in home care. I've worked as a hospital discharge planner. And I oftentimes was kind of just working with the patient and of their family, the concerns were raised about, well, you know, what do we do? Where do we go? I mean, oftentimes they just didn't know from at a point of being discharged about resources,
right,
particularly in terms of caregiving as resources. So that kind of sparked my interest, and I began thinking more about that and developed a couple of products, one of which was called the Caregivers Resource Helpline. That was a service that people could call in and listen to information that dealt with the most common concerns of caring for an aging family member or disabled spouse. And then I saw opportunities, and this is over a period of about 10 years, if you will, but opportunities in terms of technology to package that in another way, which was called the Caregivers Resource Kit. And it comprised the CDs for caregivers, along with a caregiver companion guide, and a record keeper, and a caregiver journal. So again, the opportunity was for people who were involved with caregiving just had that kind of information they can kind of reference at any point in time. And that was offered. And then more recently, though, I was working as a care manager with an insurance company, and I was in the homes of the members, and oftentimes part of what I did was just to kind of ask, well, how are you doing in terms of your any concerns, and if you're having any issues as far as medications, and just in answering the questions, you know, I'd say, well, when was the last time you forgot to take your medication? And they would say, oh, gosh, I'm not sure, maybe over the past 2 weeks. I would say, when? And so I forgot, you know, at the time. And so we would then try to coach and provide them with some guidance in that area. But then it was in conversation with my mother. Personally, I was a long-distance caregiver. My mother was in New York. And in talking with her, she was saying, you know, I'm having some problems remembering to take my medication. And I said, well, Mom, I can help you with that, you know, because I'm a dutiful son. He said, I got to, you know, figure out a way. And I had part of my background in training was with, and on the technology side, was with IVRs, or interactive voice response services. So I set up a simple reminder where she would get a call, and the call would come in, and she would just, you know, she would say, this call is a reminder to take your morning medication. And so when I checked with her later on, I just said, well, Mom, what do you think about the service? She says, well, I really like it when that nice lady calls to remind me to take my morning medication. But unbeknownst to her, it was an automated call. But it sounded like someone, you know, who was calling to check and on her, how she was doing. So, the light bulb went off in ways in which I said, okay, I know from my own professional background experience where the concerns are, where the issues are, medication management, medication adherence. And then combine that with my mom, I said, okay, here's a way to kind of, you know, look at that. So I actually then transitioned, if you will, from working more or less full time and went into development with the medication called Reminder. And that took some time, the development.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, I saw myself also, as I said, I was a little bit too dangerous with my knowledge because I said, oh, I know a little bit about this, a little bit of that in terms of the technology. But when it comes down to writing code, it's a whole different scene. But over time, it was developed and has been on the market and promoting it for about over the past year. And getting good feedback, you know, with testimonials, people who are signing on and really have the appreciation for the fact that it does oftentimes, well, it's used mainly as a to remind their parent, you know. I mean, it's offered to anyone who wants to be just simply reminded about taking the medication.
What if you call me up and I don't answer the phone?
Well, it will essentially call. It will call back to then follow up with you. I mean, you have the opportunity to pick up when the call comes in. The call will come in and say, "This call, you know." First, will ask, you know, you Linda, ask you to acknowledge who you are. Once you acknowledge by pressing one, then it will then say this call is to remind you to take your morning medication. At that point, you will just simply press 1 to indicate that you've taken your medication. You'll press 2 if you need any assistance at that time. And then it will go. The call will then be directed to a designated caregiver. You'll then press 3 if you need actually more time to take your medication. Let's say it will give you up to 15 minutes. It will call you back out in terms of 5, 10, or 15-minute intervals to then respond. And once the person acknowledges that they've taken their medication, then a notification is sent to the designated caregiver. So again, as an adult child involved in the care of an aging family member, they'll be made aware when the parent, in that instance, is taking their medication. And so it's all, again, a subscription service based on a monthly fee.
So what if they take medication three times a day?
It's actually based on the plans. There are three plans.
Okay.
One plan is for just one reminder
once a day.
And again, these are actual phone calls and or text message reminder. And then plan two is up to three calls a day. Plan three is up to five calls a day.
Wow.
Or five reminders a day. So they, so when that, and given at that point, you, when you subscribe to the service, you then go into the portal and you schedule the times
when your calls should come in.
So I was just going to ask something else, and it slipped my mind. Oh my goodness! So since you've been doing this now, have you found a lot of people press whatever button that says "I need help"?
Yes. Yeah. In fact.
I'm interested. You know, like how many people are using that? And
right.
How they're using that.
Yeah. Well, it's not as often, quite frankly. I mean, it's meaning on occasion because they're either wanting to, and it's explained that, you know, when you're setting up the service, that the call comes in. If you want to then speak with, if you need help connecting to your caregiver, you'll press two. So then the call will then be relayed to the caregiver.
Your family member.
Family member, exactly. So it does happen, but not as often because, again, it's simply set up to remind someone to take their medication.
Right. It's got to be the right person. You're not going to be using this with somebody that has dementia and they're not going to be able to do this.
Exactly.
This is for someone that just forgets to take their medicine.
Yeah.
Right.
I needed one to tell my husband, don't take it. He was taking it 5-6 times a day because if one is good, five is whoa.
Exactly. Yeah. People have an impression. But no, you're right. It is more the simple application using the phone. People are very familiar, particularly older people, are very familiar with the use of the phone.
Yes.
And as the call comes in, they will acknowledge taking their medication. And when they don't, then the caregiver knows, and then they can follow up and check to see what may have happened at that time.
Well, you know, as you get older, I know I take my medicine the same time every day. I only take one pill. But when I go on holiday, I don't remember because I'm doing other stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, yeah.
You know, and I'm not that old.
Right.
Next year I'll be old, but not this year.
Well, I use it myself. And, you know, I'm older, but mainly to the extent in which you get caught up day to day distractions, things in which you're doing.
Yeah.
And
when schedules change, I find that happens.
Right. Right.
You know, someone's
on your regular schedule, it's different. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Never forget to eat, but
yeah. But the whole intent, when back to the question around, you know, the reason for the service, it was actually realizing, and again over the course of my professional experiences, the stress associated with caregiving and the fact that people are just kind of like, you know, just don't know what to do. So increasingly more resources and information have been made available, but it is just to the point where, if you if you're caught up in your day to day, you just don't know kind of what to do. You get this as a reminder, and it simply kind of keeps you focused, kind of keeps you on track in terms of your day to day responsibilities as far as a caregiver.
It worked for your mom?
Very much so. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. As I say, I mean, over the course of the period of time when I was doing the development, maybe on one or two occasions it didn't come in on time, she would call me.
Really? That's funny. That's funny.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we know how important it is to take your medication.
Right.
And I know many times a senior was not sure if they took it, or they'll take a double then.
Yeah.
Right.
Or something like that. And that's really important. And when you go to visit your loved one for the holidays, maybe have a little conversation with them about this.
Good point.
You know, and I also suggest, too, you've heard me say this before, you know they're going to have the house spiffed up because they know you're coming. So it may be in a little better shape than it normally is.
Mm-hmm.
And probably like the main bathroom in the house that everybody's going to use will be nice and clean. Go into the bathroom in their bedroom and make sure that that's clean too. And look and see if you see any medication on the floor. Lots of times they drop pills on the floor. I don't even realize
right.
it. You'll be able to tell if they need assistance.
Yeah. One of the added features is where someone can actually record their personal message. So they'll actually, like, let's say, hi, Mom, this is Linda, just calling to remind you to take that blue pill, or, you know, take that other pill.
Yeah.
So that way it becomes more personal and an easier association. So that's built into the service as well.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So what happens if is there any way that the service can go? Oh, because it goes to their cell phone. So even if it'll they go away, I'm trying to think. Yeah. Even if they leave their house, even if they're staying somewhere else, it'll still work because it'll come through their cell phone.
Right.
Do you do it through the regular phone?
Yes, to a landline as well.
That would be me.
And again, there's always, at any point in time, the subscriber who's in the adult child involved in the care can go onto the portal and make any kind of adjustments as far as the scheduling.
Yeah, and lots of times you can call forward, too, from your house phone to your cell phone.
Right, right. But if in fact, in other words, like you're saying, if they're going away, even for whatever period of time, they can go in and then just update the information that way.
Perfect. That's really interesting. Yes. That's really interesting. You know, the more tools we have, because it's very difficult. And I think for some seniors, this will help them remain more independent.
That's the point. That's the point. And of equal importance, peace of mind for the caregiver.
Yeah.
You know, because again, that was the other point I was trying to, you know, wanted to make as well.
It's very crucial for some people that they take their medication. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a matter of life and death.
Right, and exactly. And as I said, most of the subscribers are the adult child caring for their aging family member, and they want to know. I mean, they are actually at work, and they just want to make sure that mom or dad are taking their medication.
Yeah.
As prescribed.
It's really good. I forgot at the beginning of this show to say hello to our newest listeners.
Because you gave me your page.
Aha, I did. So hi to Melanie in Massachusetts, Trina in Tampa, and Alberta in West Palm Beach. You know what I always say, there's plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers radio show for new listeners. And there's many ways you can listen to the show. You're listening to it live now on AM/FM or on YouTube. Or on Facebook. We're also now on Apple iTunes. Podcasts are on lindaburhans.com.
Wow.
So you have the opportunity to hear us all sorts of places. But right now, we're going to have a message from our wonderful partners, because otherwise, if you don't hear from them, you won't be hearing from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on, and they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yeah, and think about that. You know, if somebody comes and asks you, just say thank you very much. It was, like, really cool this week. My granddaughter went over to her grandpa's house and my daughter and just said, we're coming over here. We're doing some cleaning here. Didn't say anything, just brought the buckets, just did it. Sometimes that's just what you need to do, just to give somebody a help, a little bit of helping hand like that. It makes it a whole lot easier. And please, caregivers, don't overload yourself with the holidays, with the worrying about all the presents, worrying about making a ton of food, worrying about decorating the whole house. Keep it simple during the holidays, especially for your loved one, because they thrive on routine. And if you start changing a whole lot of stuff, it can just be so distracting and uncomfortable. And you don't want to have your loved one agitated during the holidays.
Yeah.
And explain to your loved ones before they come to visit that maybe they can only stay a couple hours instead of 5 hours. Might be a little bit too much for mom. Because they have well intentions, but don't realize that too many hours is too much. And if you don't, if they're used to going to grandma's house and staying for 5 or 6 hours, they don't understand. So take that time to speak to them before the holidays. Also, if your loved one has progressed, if their illness has progressed, maybe the grandchildren haven't seen grandma for 6 months to a year or whatever. If grandma's starting to get to the point where she's forgetting names, which can be very distressful to the grandchildren, I suggest that you find a photo of yourself when you were younger and pin it on your shirt. Because then when you go to see grandma, lots of times she can see that photo from when you're younger and make that connection. Now, it doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes it does. And if it doesn't, and she calls you Fred, and your name is Mary, just be Fred for the day. It really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to spend some time with her, and you don't want to start the day out with grandma feeling embarrassed because she didn't remember your name or hurt, or she sees hurt in your eyes. You know, think of who we're serving during the holiday. Think of how you're treating your loved one.
Good advice.
On my soapbox.
Very good.
Before we talk a little further with John, I just want to read this poem I came across the other day. It's a prayer for the caregiver, and it's by a man named Bruce McIntyre. Unknown and often unnoticed, you are a hero nonetheless. For your love sacrificial is God at his best. You walk by faith in darkness of the great unknown, and your courage, even in weakness, gives life to your beloved. You hold shaking hands and provide the ultimate care, your presence the knowing that you are simply there. You rise to face the giant of disease and despair in your finest hour, though you may be unaware. You are resilient, amazing, and beauty unexcelled. You are the caregiver, and you have done well. So please remember that, caregiver. Give yourself right now. Give yourself a little pat on the back. Caregiving is not an easy experience. It's not like something that you get paid for. It's not a job that you can just go in and not have a million tons of emotions attached to it, too. It's tough stuff. So please think about the caregivers during the holiday. So, John, we were talking about the medication on call. And tell me some success stories from some of your clients. Well, I always love hearing the story.
Oh, I appreciate that opportunity, Linda. I've got a couple of testimonials here I'd like to just share. This is from a subscriber. It has been a wonderful tool to remind my father to take his meds. We were facing a huge increase in his daily living costs, and with this service, he remembers to take his meds. I get notifications that he has gotten the call, and he is happy that he still has his independence.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to record the call in my voice also helps him know it is me and not some robocall. Love this service and cannot say enough about how helpful it has been. Try it for a few months and you will love it.
So, Very nice.
Yeah. I have one more.
If yeah,
I
may. Go
ahead. Just bought this service last week for my mom. She has 5 different pill times a day and this has been fantastic as she forgot easily before.
How many pills a day?
She was taking 5 pills a day. Five times a day.
That's a lot to remember. Yeah.
She and I both love the service. It calls her at the correct time and then texts me her response to taking her medication.
Yeah, so
that's wonderful because, you know, Jack, my husband was on 5 different times. I'd make up cups for him because he, at the end, couldn't really do it. The only thing is, the cups a lot of times were full.
Yeah.
By the end of the day, he'd forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'd remember the morning ones, and then at night he'd go, oh. You know, and you can't take them all at once.
Right.
So it's wonderful. That would have been a good thing. I mean, if I was there, I would tell him, but you're not always there 24/7.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And you got a few other things to think about, too, even if you are there. You're taking care of everything else with him. You know, just figure the cup's there, he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of. So explain a little bit more to our listeners about the plans and what the plans cost and where they can find the information. Of course, you can find it on my website, lindaberhans.com, but mm-hmm. John will tell you where else.
Right.
And explain it to you.
Well, yeah. Again, there are 3 plans. The plan 1 begins at $14.95, and that is $14.95 a month for one reminder call and or text message.
So that's 50 cents a day.
50 cents a day, less than, exactly. Yeah.
You can't even get a cup of coffee for
exactly.
50 cents.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, really.
Yeah. And then the plan 2 is for $14.95. I mean, I'm sorry. Let me back up. I read that wrong. Plan 1 is $9.95.
Okay.
Which is 50 cents a day.
Which is one call a day.
Right.
Okay.
Less than 50 cents.
Right. And then so for plan 2 is $14.95 for up to 3 calls a day.
So that's 50 cents a day.
Right.
Oh. Wow.
Doing the math.
For 3 calls.
Yeah, up to 3. You get up to 3 reminder calls a day. And then plan 3 is $21.95. Then this is a month, not a day. We're saying for a month. And then you get up to 5 calls a day.
How could you beat that? You couldn't pay somebody to go over to the house and tell them to take the medicine for that you know,
not five times a day.
Thank you, Linda. That is the point. Exactly. And so it's really, as another way of viewing this, it's like an extension of yourself. You know, because as you're saying, people as the caregivers, they're very much caught up with doing other things. Oftentimes they will go and, you know, be with their loved one. But when they're not, this is an extension of that. So, and as I said, the whole way in which you can personalize the recording message.
Yeah, I love that part, that it could be in your voice.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah. But that's the and along with that, a person then can access their portal, or the portal, if you will, setting it up that way, and in real time monitor the activity. So the underscoring all this is the ability to monitor the patient's compliance, the fact that they're taking their medication.
That's fabulous.
And I think it's important, too, to realize you could be saving someone's life with this, first of all, in taking the medication, and second of all, if they don't take it and they don't answer, you're alerting somebody. They could be, I'm falling and I can't get up.
Right.
You know,
right.
Or have passed out or something like that. So just that daily call, that daily contact with your loved one, especially if you're long distance, makes a big difference.
Exactly. And you mentioned that, you know, for whatever reason something may have happened, we also have another feature which is called Check for Well-Being. And that is a scheduled reminder morning, afternoon, and in the evening. A call will come in and ask the person, are you okay? Do you need any help? And at that point in time, if they're okay, fine. They'll just press 1 to say, yes, they're fine. And you get notification of that. But if for whatever reason you asked earlier if they need some assistance, they'll press 2. Then that call will then go to the designated caregiver.
Right, that's
but it's
cool.
On, but it's on a tree.
Yeah.
So if that person is not available, let's say if it goes to you and then you're not available, then or you don't pick up, then the call will go to the next person who's on the tree. We're up to 3 people. So that way, that enables them to then respond to that concern that's been, you know, expressed by the elder person. So again, that's the check for well-being. That's at $9.95, I think, a month. So
that's wonderful. You know, I'll say. Because sometimes, you know, people are so concerned when they're doing long-distance caregiving, especially. You don't know what's going on. You can't remember all day long. Did you know? You wonder if mom took her medicine or, you know, whatever kind of thing. I think I think it has 2 points here. It's not just the medication thing. It's the contact.
It's the contact.
The contact.
And hearing your voice.
Yeah.
Well, I take those Good Morning Seminole pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So I email one every morning to Lynn and to my stepmother in New York City. A couple of the people I say good morning. That's my check-in with her.
Right.
She now knows I'm okay because she's alone. Heidi's alone. And then they respond back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, we're older and we all live each by ourselves. You don't know what it's like.
That's right. That's right.
It's so just a simple way.
It's a way to keep people connected. I mean, you know, it's really building on that need for community and for involvement. Yeah. I want to just, if I may, just indicate
the
website is medicationcallreminder.com.
And phone number?
The phone number is 855-765-7965.
Okay, and it's also on my website, too, so it's really important. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about caregivers and everything they have to manage during the holidays, because you've probably seen a lot in your experience, John.
Yes, yeah.
What would be some tips you would give for caregivers during the holidays?
Well, I think kind of consistent with what I've been hearing you say. As a caregiver, in the service of others, you cannot become a disservice to yourself. I mean, that's kind of
good
at the top of it. And so it's oftentimes, and it's valuable then to know that you have, you know, there's the balance of what you can do and how much is, you know, you can do for others and then how much you need to do for yourself. But again, then over the holidays, as you point out, particularly when they're going to visit, there are a lot of things that you can begin looking out for, some of what you've already mentioned. But it is important to look into the refrigerator just to see what, if, you know, food is outdated or things of that sort.
You notice that the dog needs to be groomed.
Right. Check the bills. Check the mail. See if the mail has been, you know, opened up on a regular basis.
And go talk to the neighbors.
Exactly.
Because the neighbors are going to tell you stuff that nobody else will tell you.
That's right.
You know, a caregiver, one friend of mine, one time she went to visit and she went and talked to the neighbors. The neighbor said to her, we were so worried when the ambulance came and picked her up 2 weeks ago. She never told her daughter.
Right, yeah.
Because she doesn't want to lose her independence.
Exactly. And I mean, it's just as simple as, there used to be a time where people used to get papers delivered, you know, so if you see a paper out, you know, that's a clear key. Indicator right there if something may be going on. But yeah, as you said, the holidays are stressful, you know, for caregivers, but as well for the if you will, the elderly loved one. And I think, to your point earlier, it's about just making a connection, just, you know, being there, but letting them know that even if they don't ask for something, that you can do something.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, that makes a difference. And because oftentimes it is about the independence. I mean, I know for my mother.
Hey, I'm not ready for any of that stuff to happen to me.
Yeah.
Taking my car keys away or
exactly.
anything.
You can have mine anytime. I hate driving.
What's going to happen when I can't drive? We're going to find
grandchildren.
Well, yeah, we'll
I
find
told my
somebody.
Grandchildren they owe me 50,000 miles each.
Okay.
Between the dance and the soccer and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but as we age, they become people. You know, want to hold on to their independence, and so it's a fine line of how you approach the individual. Oftentimes, as you mentioned, I know in fact, even with my father, as he had gotten advanced in age, and there were concerns about his driving, we felt, you know, as much as we would talk to him, we were saying, "Look, let's talk to the doctor." Because if the doctor
they
says
they listen
it,
to the doctor.
If the doctor
sometimes.
Says, yeah, right. But more often, if
right.
the doctor
they do.
Says,
much more.
Yeah,
especially that generation.
Right. So that's,
the doctor
that's
is the boss.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's very. So while you're at mom and dad's house too, just like go out and take a little look at the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See how many dings are.
Yeah.
On
see
it?
If there's any dings in the car, or you might want to go for a little ride somewhere with mom or dad in the car and have them drive.
That's a scary
but that's how you're going to find out, you know, maybe if they need some kind of help.
Yeah.
Oh, my mother was too smart for that. She'd say, not today, dear. I'm not up to it. I don't take the car out when I'm not up to
it. Wasn't there just a story on the news? Some guy, like, drove into a building or something, like an 88-year-old guy?
Mm-hmm.
He just was...
So did a young one this week.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I could also add, if I may, this is kind of tying it all together, particularly in terms of the medication, is what to look for. When you're determine if someone needs medication.
Right. All right, let's look at that because we got to hear from our sponsors first, and as soon as we come back, we'll pick up with that. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers with Linda Barhans.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're off. No, not really. That means you need your pen and paper because Lynn's got important stuff to tell them, right?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On December 11th and 18th from 12 to 1 p.m. at the Sunshine Center in St. Petersburg, Susan Brem will facilitate a care partner support group. Please RSVP to 727-490-8609. Then on January 15th from 10 to 11:30 with registration at 9:30 at Arden Courts in Largo is a free dementia education seminar, The Dementia Dance. When to lead and when to follow, with guest speaker Linda Burhans.
That's me.
That's right. Please RSVP to 727-559-8411. And then on January 22nd at 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Beverly Hills is the 6th annual Coping with Dementia Family Caregiver Conference. Expert speakers, including our Linda Burhans, will address your caregiver needs. There will be information tables and a light lunch is included. RSVP to 352-422-3663.
You like stripes? I got to give you some more because I'm speaking like seven times in January.
Oh, we're just going to call this the Linda Burhans
a little wackadoo
schedule
tour.
Yeah.
All right, so John, let's finish our little conversation we were having before.
Yeah. Just wanted to kind of underscore, some people may be questioning if, in fact, they actually need
help,
you know, help with, as far as medication management. And these are some questions just to ask. And thinking about your elderly loved one, if you will, do they have more than one medical condition?
Mm-hmm.
Do they use more than one medicine? Do they have problems seeing, hearing, strength, or getting around the house? And do they have memory problems? Do they no longer able to drive him or herself or walk safely to a location where medications are available? So if you've answered yes or considered yes to any of these questions, you can benefit from the service of a medication service to help track that their compliance. The other thing I just want to underscore, there is a 14-day free trial for anyone 14-day signing
free trial,
up.
So you can check it out and see if you like it.
Right. And that with the 14-day free trial, you get one reminder a day. Set this set up. So yeah, exactly. Just to kind of see how it can work.
See if it works.
It will work. And see how well it will work for you in terms of your need, meeting your needs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One of the things I want to remind you guys of is the caregiver contest. We're going to pick the winner next week and then hopefully have them on the show the week after. So all you do is you go to lindaburhans.com and you nominate a caregiver. Every single person that gets nominated receives something. And the grand prize winner receives 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Courts, Maria's Adult Daycare, or Assisting Hands Home Care. They also get a haircut, and I'm picking up 2 gift certificates from Palm Garden this week they've donated. So usually like a Publix card or something. And Lynn, you donated the gift certificate to Barnes & Noble.
Right.
And we have a whole bunch of other stuff. We have a radio. We have some books.
Good radios, too.
Yeah,
I like
some
them.
Really nice stuff. So you don't know how much it means to a caregiver when I contact them and tell them that they were entered into the contest. They're like, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize anybody watched what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, I can't believe it. And then once in a while when we pick a winner, they're like, do I have to do it all in one day? No, this is not about stressing you. This is about helping you out. So these are also things that you can do for a caregiver. I got an email this morning, somebody through the website, and said that her stepmother takes care of her dad in New Jersey. She lives here in Florida. And she just wants to do something for her. Well, find out where there's a massage place near where she lives and send her a coupon for a massage.
Or if she needs a pill reminder.
Yeah, exactly. That could be one of the things on the list that could help the... also think about, you know, getting a little respite care for her. So perhaps
explain respite care.
Respite care is when you get to take a break. I didn't find out what respite care was till I was in my bereavement group.
Did not help then.
Yeah. No, it didn't help then. So maybe if you're a family member out of town, you just want to hook up with a home health care company and maybe you give them a gift of 16 hours of home health, and they can come over and help mom a couple of days a week. There's things that we can do long distance.
Yes.
There are things we can do too. You can make an order at Publix and have the food delivered to the house for them. You know, and we're talking about everyday food, stuff they need every day, because lots of times people say, oh, restaurant is one dinner. No. And you can order tissues and toilet paper and all that kind of stuff if you want and have it sent to them. Yep. By so many different services today. It makes it so much easier. So please think about that. I think it's so much more important than buying the gifts that, you know, lots of times put in the closet or somebody doesn't really want, or like how many candles do you need or how much of this or that kind of thing you need.
Because when you get older, much older than us,
yes,
you tend to, I know my mother, oh, I'll save that for a good occasion. And I'm thinking, you know,
then they never use it.
That's what it won't be worn then, Mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what people really want is they want your attention.
Exactly.
That's what they want the most. And touch them. Sit down and talk to Grandma and rub her arm a little bit. They don't get to be touched very often.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really important thing during the holidays. Just take that time with them. Because you don't know how much time you have with anybody. And even if you're just with your family and everybody's healthy, take the time with your family. You know, take the time, because that's all they want. You see, when Grandma comes in the house, she could care less about the food and everything else. Mm-hmm. She wants to see her grandchildren and find a quiet space in the house. So if it gets a little bit overwhelming, Mom can go into that room. They can take turns going in there and maybe playing cards with her or just chatting or looking at some photo albums. No blinking lights. They can be very distracting. And you know what?
They are for me. I hate them.
Grandma would love having a little bit of time, 15, 20 minutes with each kid by themselves in the room.
Yes.
The kids are smart and they'll entertain Grandma and they'll do a little Christmas mm-hmm. dance or something like that. So please remember what's most important. So I am getting ready to go to New York. I am so very excited, but I will be back here next Saturday. Be good to yourself, caregivers. I so appreciate you tuning into the show. I know that you don't have a lot of hours a day just to be sitting around listening to stuff, but I hope you will. I'm excited to say that starting after the first of the year, I'm going to be doing some online support groups through Zoom or Skype. So anybody can be from all over the world, be part of that if you want. I'll give you some more information soon. Also, Lynn and I are going to be doing a special once a month, a podcast, and it's going to be Connecting Caregivers Presents Candid Conversations with Elders. So our first elder is a 95-year-old woman, Mama Rose. We started interviewing her, and we'll continue to do that.
And your second one will be me.
So if you know anybody, you think they're an interesting elder, it's no big deal. We're just going to have conversations. We'll be doing it once a month, so please let us know about that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to find a lot of interesting things. And I met another woman the other day that was 95, and I said, so, you know, what's your secret? And she said, I never worry about things that are out of my control.
Mm.
So, you know, I was thinking about that
that's
the other day.
So difficult, but
when
it's
I was
so
driving somewhere,
true.
There was a car accident and there was a lot of traffic, but that's totally out of my control. There's mm-hmm. nothing I can do. I can make myself crazy about it, but it's totally out of my control. And the other thing she said to me, any person, place, or thing I did not like, I walked away from.
Hmm.
I walked away from. She said, if I had to find a different job, I did it. If I was not happy, I walked away from it. So I think that was very wise words from someone. All right, everybody. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day. Christmas tree.